USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is providing more details regarding the shooting that left 19 children and two adults dead in Uvalde, Texas. Abbott saying the suspect had no known mental health history and there was very little forewarning regarding the attack.
As of this time, the only information that was known in advance was posted by the government on Facebook approximately 30 minutes before reaching the school. The first post was, he said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
Baby formula flown over from Germany is arriving at an airport outside of Washington, D.C. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A lawsuit is being settled in the Golden State.
The University of California system has agreed to pay $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by a longtime UCLA gynecologist. The announcement Tuesday brings total payouts by the university in lawsuits against Dr. James Heap to nearly $700 million. That's the largest amount paid by a public university in a wave of sexual misconduct scandals involving campus doctors. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Comcast has a program to replace worn-out American flags at homes and businesses. When employees notice a tattered flag while they're making their rounds, they'll offer to replace it for free. The flag replacement program is good for all residents, businesses, and nonprofits, regardless of whether they're a Comcast customer. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Natural gas prices are hitting their highest level in nearly 14 years. It was nearly $9.40 a gallon at one point on Wednesday. That's the highest mark since August of 2008. Another state is settling with a pharmaceutical company over the opioid crisis.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey said Wednesday attorneys for the state of West Virginia and two remaining pharmaceutical manufacturers have reached a tentative $161.5 million settlement, just as closing arguments were set to begin in a seven-week trial over the opioid epidemic. The lawsuit accused Teva Pharmaceuticals and AbbVie Incorporated and its companies of downplaying the risks of addiction associated with opioid use and overstating the benefits. The judge in Charleston, West Virginia, put the trial on hold for the parties to work things out. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two 12-year-old boys are arrested, charged with an attempted carjacking in Chicago. Chicago police say 57% of carjacking suspects are juveniles. Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she knows why.
There are too many young people in this room who do not feel loved. Too many. And we've got to change that around if we're going to change around the trajectory of their lives.
Lightfoot arguing the city can't arrest itself out of public safety problems. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.